Blog number 34, The Second Commandment, Thoughts That Qualify as Acceptable to God. There are those idolaters, those who carve out ideologies with no regard to God's standards and violate the Second Commandment, who can do it masterfully. They have a certain manipulative genius as they export their carved images into the culture. They take their place as college professors, political leaders, extremely rich entrepreneurs and celebrities, and even as religious guides. And with few exceptions, their audiences are as bent on the false as they are, through whom applause is provided to empower their audacious forward movement. At other levels, there are parents, school teachers, and youth leaders who set shaky standards for children that empower them to think what they will with no regard for comparing those thoughts against the backdrop of God's holy expectations. Such children may grow up to be like their iniquitous adult forebears and fit successfully, loosely spoken, into society, or what is left of it. Whereas other young people can become a different kind of victim altogether. The distortions planted in their souls can easily show their colors for promoting self-destruction, as they have personalities that cannot easily navigate around the lies told them or the expectations those lies begin to demand of them. We live in a world where their sense of identity is always in question. This is because their identity, as told them by idolatries, is defined only by the limitations of things earthly, sensual, and sexual perhaps, or ideologically popular. This makes a depressive demand on a young mind, on a mind created originally by God to be at peace with its creator. Throw in a large dose of purposelessness, conveniently provided by the false ideologies of evolution or atheism or whatever the most recent ideology of the day is, and that same young mind finds itself grappling with perpetual dead-end streets, broken relationships, devastating drug and alcohol experiments, and an unpredictable life characterized by no boundaries inside a culture that reinforces more of the same. Going nowhere fast becomes their login username and a concise description of their destiny. If they are victims, which they are soon to victimize others. Their character is contaminated, their conscience is seared, their spirit is dead. Their future is dark. Their only hope is not obtained at a rehab center, a self-help class, or better awareness of higher consciousness, and certainly not following the dictates of a political movement. They must be born again according to the scriptures. They must turn their back on the lies and seek God for a change of mind, a mind dedicated to think the thoughts that fully qualify as acceptable to God. King Solomon said the conclusion of the whole matter is defined in these words, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil."